this is not the first time that this has happened. And if this company that runs the NCT sensors cannot deliver on time and deliver the appointments when people need them, the contract, we should be looking at giving that contract elsewhere. This is not down to the ordinary staff above in the NCT centre. This is down to the company itself not providing the funding into it to make sure that this work is carried out. It is totally unacceptable. The 28th of June, before a person can get an appointment.
And Councillor Gibbons, we hear so much about the importance of having your vehicle in a roadworthy condition, and all these checks take place. It's an added cost all the time for the motorist as well. But certainly if the NCT is being pushed back until the 28th of June, that means then there'll be more vehicles on the road that are not roadworthy.
Of course it is, but the reality to it, we are legally required to have our cars done at least once every 2 years, and for the older cars, once every year. So this is what they're actually doing. There could be anything wrong with a car there. They're leaving a person very vulnerable and in danger, and they are not providing their means and their contract. Like, if you look at it this way, they've already put up the price of the NCT and of the retest in relation to it, to suit themselves, which yet they're not able to provide the service that's required. And I think myself that we really need to look at the likes of these centres and look at the management in them who are not able, just clearly they are not able to provide the service. Maybe it's time that there was another NCT centre placed within Sligo to take the pressure off the existing one that's already there. It is something I know myself, and you said that you've had a number of your listeners contacted you in relation to it. I've had a number of people inquire of me, was there anything that Sligo County Council could do in relation to it? The only thing that we can do in relation to it is to write off to the Department of Transport and find out what the hell is going on and try and get this speeded up. 28th of June is too far down the road for anybody whose test is due now. And reality to it, it's leaving people in danger. It's creating a situation out there that shouldn't be there. And I think for the money that they're charging, people should be given these appointments when they're required.